Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
All right, let's turn our Bibles, please, quickly. Ephesians chapter number 5. Ephesians chapter number 5. Now I take the reading from verse Ephesians 5. If you're there, say amen. Come on, say amen. Now let's start the reading from verse 19 so we can have a bit of background to understand what the Bible is saying there. Are you ready? And spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Now verse 22, can the women, the ladies, if you are in the house, say amen. Now, can we take verse 22 and 23 together? Ladies, 1, 2, 3, go. As unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church and is the Savior of the body. All right. I read verse 24 as the pastor. Therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. In how many things? How many things? Everything. All right. Men, are you ready? So the men, we take verse 25. 1, 2, 3, go. Again, 1, 2, 3, go. Okay. So I think there's a tip there. Anybody who is not ready to die for somebody should not marry the person. Do you understand? Men, you are quiet now. Say, to be man, no reach that one. Do you understand what I said? If you are not ready to die for a person, don't marry the person. So add it to your punchline, I can die for you. I think the ladies are happy. As if you're expecting a bullet. Praise God. All right, but I want us to now. But that's a serious note. The headship of the man is after the model of Christ, and the man should be ready to lay down his life as the head, if need be. Now, there's been cases where robbers went to the house, and the man was shouting, "That's my wife. Deal with her. Just spare my life." That's my wife. Ladies, you have to investigate. I'm going to talk about how to identify a real man, though. Because beards and six packs don't make real men. I said beards and six packs don't make real men. There are many more things that are needed. So let's go into practical aspect of these teachings. Now, let me state this. Marriage is for people or individuals who were first and foremost singles. Now, to be single doesn't mean to be lonely or to be alone. To be single means to be complete. It means to be what? Complete. So, anyone who needs another person to complete him or her is not ready for marriage. So first you get your definition, you are complete. And I give our case as example. When myself and my wife got married, I was single. That's the truth. already pursuing the assignment God has given to me in the middle of it. Everything I need to do were being done. Are you following what I'm saying here? Everything were being done. Because sometimes the time people should use getting their singleness right, they were mourning it. They could not wait to get out. Only for them not to find themselves. They couldn't wait to get out. Like, let's just be somebody. How will I be sleeping at night? Nobody is saying I miss you. Nobody is saying I love you. Nobody. See, that thing that keeps asking for those, it's okay to be loved. But you see, that urge for it is a sign that there's an addiction to love. Sometimes it happens to people who have daddy issues. I'm going to talk about daddy issues before we finish. I'm going to talk about mommy issues. I'm going to talk about soul ties and get into all the deep stuff. Are you following what I'm saying here? We need to get there. Are you following what I'm saying here? So, see, put your right hand on your chest. Say, I'm complete in Christ. Say it again, I'm complete in Christ. All right, so sometimes some people give the opposite sex an impression that I need you to come into my life. If not, I will die. I can't sleep without you. I can't eat without you. Tell me, what can I do? That's the song, right? That's the song some people speak sing for ladies. I can't do what without you. I can't sleep without you. I can't do what again. I can't breathe without you. If you leave me now, I will die. If you leave me now, where will I? That's why breakup looks like suicide. Because they are addicted to the person. Singleness means you have found a way to be complete in Christ. You know who you are. You are loved by Him. And you see, it is very frustrating if you expect people to love you when you have not understood the love of God. You will frustrate the people. Because they can't give you what only Christ gives. And you will frustrate yourself. Do you understand what I'm saying here? You will frustrate them. See, the way... Have you seen people commit suicide because they are in love? No, this guy has left me now. Where will I go with my life? When people break up with you or when you break up, people go back to where you used to be if you have a place. The reason people ask, where do I start from? Because they were nowhere before. It was the relationship that gave them meaning. And any relationship that gives people meaning should end. Because only God should give you meaning. Yeah, where do I start from now? I understand time wasting is a bad thing. Nobody should waste anybody's time. I'm speaking from experience. Do you understand what I'm saying? But the fact is that some people don't even know where to start from again. Like, my life has no meaning without you. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Say it, I'm complete in Christ. Come on, say it again. Say it again. So tonight we need to look at, before people hurry into, can we get married? We are getting married. And I've said it, anywhere there is haste, you might not know the person you are marrying. Because once you bring that thing in place immediately, number one, it's a sign that there's no emotional intelligence. Because the two people now will be giving themselves the marriage format. And that's why sometimes unbelievers are better at being friends than believers. Sometimes. Sometimes. Because they don't fake anything. They don't hide anything. Yeah, Nagaria, they think you will chop. Say, ah, bless you, bro, John. Brother Nakali, how are you today? So good to see you, sir. You person won't marry you, say, sir. The worst one are the brothers that want to marry a sister. They will first sisterize you. Sister Joy, you give me joy. Chai! Punchline! Punchline day, but... I'm not ready to help anybody tonight. It's so amazing. Things we do. And that's why in this church we're all brothers and sisters in Christ, but we try to pull down those filters. so that we don't have a house of pretense. I'm not saying where people call themselves brothers and sisters, they are pretending. But sometimes it covers many things. You never get to know them. Are you following what I'm saying here? You never really get to know those things. Do you understand what I'm saying? The person you are dating, do you know the person? Or you are still pretending? What do you talk? What do you say when you talk? What does the person know about you? Some people are not relatable. You understand what I'm saying? They are like people that sleep with the raincoat. Always on guard. Always on guard. I shared my story. I was in a relationship with a sister. That's my worst experience. I didn't know as at then that I can have any experience worse than the ones I've had. Every time we sit down to talk, she talks about angels. Categories of angels. Encounter with cherubims, practically. Encounter with seraphims and all those things. And I'll sit down, my whole life will flash before me. And I'll ask myself, is this what I want to do for the rest of my life? In all honesty. In all honesty. So one day, she's been talking. I said, let me even ask you, what's your love language? It's prayer. And pray, it's good for people to pray together. But you are human. Is it act of service? Is it gift? Is it... Let's know. There's prayer. I said, okay. So I became sick. And it was not a sickness that was that serious, but it was. And then they told her, Pastor is sick. So she came. I was laying down. My roommate, all of them got up. And then she came, she looked at me. And she did like this. Look at me. Power. Something's going to happen here. Something's going to happen here. Maya Zunto. Tap my chest. Be healed now. In all honesty, I love prayers. But there are people that can make it look like you don't like prayer. When she gave me that slam like 3 times, I'm fine. She said, now get up. Do the things you could not do before. That day I made up my mind. I said, all this wahala now you are putting me through. Just super pack, no juice and egg and tea. I'll be fine though. Because what is worrying me is no more than that. I'll just be fine though. But that's where we found ourselves. So we need to talk about the practical aspect, because sometimes we as believers, we don't deal with these things. And we live a life of lies, only for us never to know them. Are you ready? Number one, there are some things you must understand before I start. Marriage is not just a destination, it is a journey. It is a journey. It is a journey that requires a lot of equipping. More importantly, because the quality of the life you will live depends on it, requires being equipped. You cannot over-prepare for marriage. You cannot over-prepare. At the end of the day, you still meet things you were not really prepared for. Are you following what I'm saying here? You still have culture shock. Because in marriage, you are trying to live and spend the rest of your life with the person you have never lived with. And there was a research done by Oxford University that showed that couples who waited till after marriage succeed more in marriage than those who start living together before getting married. So cohabitation is forbidden. It is a sin. When you begin to cohabit, you are bringing temptation to your doorstep. So the journey of marriage requires a lot of equipping, because the quality of your life depends on it. Whether you spend your life arguing and making up, or you spend your life fulfilling purpose, depends on how well you are prepared. So get busy maximizing your single days. Don't mourn it. See it as an opportunity to be equipped, to learn, to prepare. And like I said, you cannot over-prepare. Is that okay now? I said, is that okay now? So let me begin to show you practical things, all right, that you need to put in place before you get married. So I'm going to break this into the two genders. Is that okay now? So who do I start with? Let me start with the ladies. Practical things a woman needs to put in place before you get married. Now, all these things I'm going to list are not the only things, but they're important. Is that okay? They're not the only things, but they're what? They are very important. They are very important. Number one, as a woman, the first thing to put in place, heal completely. Heal from your past. Heal from the dysfunctionality of your background. Heal from your ex. Heal from the pains inflicted on you by your father. Heal from your emotional traumas. Now, listen to this. The journey of healing is between you and God, not between you and your husband. Now, that's a very bitter truth. There are wounds that only God can help you mend. And the danger of not healing before you say, I do, is that you begin to bleed on the one who didn't enjoy you. That's the danger. So you need to heal. And this is a very serious one. One of the signs that you need healing is that you overreact. Overreacting to things is a sign that you are seeing someone else in your spouse. Overreacting to your spouse, reaction out of fear. Sometimes you are not really responding to him. You are responding to the person he reminds you of. You are seeing your dad in him. You are seeing your ex in him. You are seeing the person who tried to rape you in him. Are you seeing that now? You are seeing the people who insulted you while growing up in him. Heal from the words spoken to you. The wrong words. Those who called you wicked and who said you can't keep a home. Heal. You need to heal before you deal. One very important thing you must get right is your healing. And like I said, your healing process is between you and the Holy Spirit. He's the one who can mend broken heart. Are you following what I'm saying here? And see, sometimes, listen to this and listen well. If you keep carrying the baggages of these emotional traumas and you keep carrying them, what is going to happen is that you keep multiplying the pain. Because people will just not understand the reason why this is a very good girl. But you can't seem to get through her. She seems to be walled. Walled everywhere. She does not respond to words of affirmation. Not because she's not emotional. But because that heart. You see, when sometimes people feel it is strength not to be soft and loving as a woman. It is not strength, it's a weakness. A real woman is feminine. She's not trying to be another man. And sometimes, instead of people healing, they get hardened. There is a way life can make you hard. The pain is still underneath, but there is now a wall. If something happens that punctures it, you see that person is not just bleeding, there is now mucor and different things under. Some people are not healed, they are now hard. They found a way to cope with life. And what is happening is that they have severed certain aspects of their life and say, I can't give this one to a man. I can't trust a man like this anymore. Life happens to all of us. But the only way to stay winning is to heal. It's to heal. Sometimes some children can't understand. They can't understand the reason why, particularly girls, why they are not in touch with their mothers. Because the woman too is not fine. And sometimes what we have is wounded people raising wounded people. And we communicate the injuries. We get ideologies and philosophies from our injuries. No trust man. Wala for who trust man. You are going to marry someone and you say don't trust the person. And you wonder the reason why you are in pain. So now it's even becoming a general thing that women are telling their daughters that if you want to have peace, don't check your husband's phone. Because of what they saw in their own husband's phone. Heal. You have a past. You have scars. You have mistakes. You have ex or exes, those who promised you marriage. Promised you heaven and earth. I don't know where you expect the rest of us to live. But the guy left. People you never thought will walk out of your life one day. But they left. And when they left with the most potent part of you. And it looks like you've been struggling to heal. Heal. See, let me say this to you. If you refuse to forgive the people who betrayed you, you are injuring yourself again. If you refuse to forgive that hex who broke up with you massively. Have you seen people? You see, we only talk about punchlines. There are punchlines for breakup. One boy broke up with a girl and told the girl that when Daddy Joe was praying for me, Daddy Joe said, it is better to be single, wait to be married, than to be married, open to be. I said, that's the word from the Lord, I should break up with you. Only God knows the number of people that have used my name to lie. That as opposed to was praying for me. If anybody has told you that, not lie. I didn't say anything like that. Heal. In fact, people break up mercilessly with text message. I'm done with you. Do your worst. Journey of 5 years. And the girl look around and say, if this is what love is, I'm done. No, you are not done. You will love again. I said, you are not done. You will love again. Anyways, those who left you, it's God trying to show you that they are not the only ones that exist. He still has better. He has sons. I said, God has sons. Now, let me say this to you. Life is not easy for the blind. You are not worthless. You're only around those who don't know your value. When the person you were designed for comes, you'll be everything they prayed for and more. So why should you be crying over those that want to manage you? You saw what that girl wrote that time, that last week, said, I have somebody I want to date, but I said I should come to you first to check you out. We'll get there. Now, emotional trauma is real. It's very, very real. It is so bad that in marriage, some women cannot bear their husbands touching them because of the rape or near-rape experience they've had. And every time the man comes close, it looks like he's about to rape her again. You see, if you don't let that aspect to be dealt with, you are giving the devil a foothold in your life. And the devil will mess you up. You need to heal and forgive, not because of the person, but because of you. The one who is in prison is you, not the person you have not forgiven. The funny thing is that people can hurt you and move on and still succeed. And the one they have hurt is the one who is struggling. They will marry and even give birth before you. It is life. Life happens. Your enemy is not necessarily God's enemy. Life happens to all of us. The person broke up with you didn't break up with Jesus. If he did the wrong thing, just one time in prayer, you are forgiven. Moved on. That's why you must heal. A merry heart doeth good like medicine. But sorrow dries the bone. Some people are no longer looking beautiful and they are looking older than their age. because they are carrying too many people in prison. You are block X plus all the friends of the X. X raised to power 3. X raised to power 2. The friends, the family, they are all blocked. X raised to power 1. The last one. You block the person. Is it until you block the entire world? Because you are hiding your pains. What you do is that you sweep them in a coffin. They will keep resurrecting. Other people will be sharing their pictures and you'll be seeing it. And you feel sad. Just recover. Take a break. You are not Superman. Okay? Take a break. Cry. It's okay to cry. Oh. Cry if you will. Cry. When you are done crying, wipe your tears. Eat some good amala. Eat some very good food with Coke, cold one. Step it down. Okay? Learn from your mistakes. Pick yourself up again. You are a queen. Get up and deal. That's how you do it. Get up and deal again. Don't give people the impression that they are so important you can't find their kind. Heal. Praise God. That's the first thing. Very important thing you need to do. Okay? So we don't have the marriage of broken people who are now dysfunctional and toxic to themselves. Overreaction is a sign that there's an injury. Who do you see when you look at your spouse? Do you see your spouse? Are you aware some people have never seen their spouse before? Let me share my story. I couldn't really love. In all honesty, I couldn't. I was trying. I would see people share pictures, having, you know, the way all these fun things, you know what, those things you do with guitar, singing. I've been wondering, okay, what is it that this part in my own life is blocked or what? You understand what I'm saying? I don't used to. And one day my friend called me early in the morning and he was shouting. And he had prayed, was calling my name. Those girls are not so and so and so. Heal. Don't let the devil waste your life. And he was screaming and something left me. And I discovered I was not really seeing them. I was seeing somebody else who had hurt me in them. And sometimes the person who hurt you the most in life, your spouse sound like the person. Sound exactly like the person. Talks like the person. Looks like the person. Imagine what will happen if you don't heal. You will even hate your child for looking like the person. These matters are very deep. There are many people who are smiling and taking pictures online, but they are not fine. So good home goes beyond pictures. Heal, sir. That's the fact. That's the first thing to do as a lady. Is that okay? Number two, are you still with me? Can we continue? It is very important that you learn submission. I'm a boss lady. Stay single. Stay single. You see, stay what? I'm the firstborn in my house. I tell my brothers what to do. He's not your brother. Stay single. Or marry yourself. Frame your picture, tall one. Let them chisel it. Then breathe life into it. And marry yourself. Stay single. Now listen to this. Women who do well in marriage are women who understand submission. That is the injunction of the Bible. Ephesians 5 verse 22. Wives, submit yourselves to your husband. So you are not using feminist Bible. You are using the Holy Bible. You say, we're going to go Dutch. You cook, I cook. I'm going to talk about this, all right, all those aspects of marriage. But let me stay with my teaching. Is that okay now? In marriage, as a lady, you will submit. You see, you can be, for instance, you can be the pastor of your husband. That is, you pastor him in church. You are the pastor. Is that okay now? If he comes late for workers' meeting, you can say, please, all those people that came late, stand up. It's you that know. I'm not there. I'm not saying you should do that. It's you that know. You understand what I'm saying? That's church. It's between you and God and him. When you are done doing all those things in church, when you get home, this is your head. You can be the MD, the CEO of your company. When you get home, submit. And the reason why women have issues with submission is because they have examples of women who submitted to foolish head. So you too, it is now your duty to pick the head you want to submit to. If you know the person is stupid, why did you marry the person? Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, I've seen cases, and people have abused this issue of submission. And I'm not going to massage anybody's ego. I'll tell you the truth as it is. People have abused it so much so that some men will wait for their wives to get salary and say, come and drop it on my table. They will now pick and say, okay, how much your salary this month? Okay, 550,000. Okay, yeah, take the 50,000 on it. That's it. I'm going to get there. Relax, relax, relax. Let's just start. Let's continue from here. Is that okay now? You saw the person and you went for the person. When you pick what you want to eat at the table, eat it. It's your responsibility. When we say know the person, you were eating shawarma. Were we there? Were we not where we were? You were the one eating shawarma. Singing, follow me. Now he's doing what he's doing. What he was born to do. What he has been doing since. That you didn't see. Because you were not looking. Just complimenting his beard. Oh, wow. They are shining. But the brain is not. And you can't see that one. I just like you. Look at his chest. Wow. All mine. Plus the trouble. Plus the sense. Plus the childishness. All yours. And enjoy it, sir. All yours. When people say all mine, they don't know what they are talking about. Do you know what all means? Totality. I own it. So own your trouble. Now, no real man should make a woman go through that. Do you understand what I'm saying? Age does not make real men. Boys grow old too. Fools grow old too. There are mad old people. There are. It doesn't make you wise. Job said he thought that multitude of age will teach wisdom, but unfortunately it's not so. So I'm getting older. It's not the guarantee that you're ready for marriage. Sometimes a 22-year-old boy is more ready than a 50-year-old man. Sometimes. Don't marry a man raised by a woman alone. There must be a masculine contribution in his life. If not, you have married another woman. Sister John. That's who you married. Yes, that's the fact. And let me say this to you. I'm going to pull out. I want to be a single mama. You will hate your children. I'm going to talk about grounds for divorce and separation. We are going to get there. So you don't mind a person that will kill you and die. So let's be balanced. You get okay now? Uh-huh. There are men who are more women than women. The only thing remains is that they are not painting fingernails. Inside is Bob Risky. Inside. I'm telling you. Sister. Sister, no. They are petty. They will check the meat you are eating. What kind of meat is that? There are many meats, sir. Am I not the man? Talk on really. Is this a man? How much did I give it to the market? I give 50,000. What did you buy? Oh, yeah. Bring book. Come and start explaining. In your calculation, 200 naira is missing. How do you say you take bike? Chai. Wahala. But you married this fellow. True? Yeah, I don't want to, but because I don't. I'm just saying my own. Do you understand what I'm saying? You were there when you put 200 naira inside Bible. Take it to church. Collect offering. Collect change. After I give you offering, 150. You were there. You say it's just meticulous. It's just meticulous. That's his nature. That's his nature. He's a meticulous guy. Till you almost start counting rice. He's meticulous. Number three. As a woman, be financially independent. His husband you want, not sponsor. A man too should learn to give and provide for his household. But for the sake of your esteem, have your own money. Do you understand what I'm saying? You don't want to be asking for money for pants, for bra, for all those things. have your own money. So that you will not have children who don't pray to be like you. Have your money. Now, financial independence is a lot for a woman. And I wish I could touch the depth of this. At least, let your hand find something doing. Even if you will have to work from home for the sake of raising children. Whatsoever it is that the agreement is that okay now? However little it is, be the kind of woman that your husband can fall back on. And you will not say, I don't have all the time. Now, let me show you a scripture. Proverbs 31. Proverbs chapter number 31. And I'm going to tell you some very hard facts. Now, look at it. Proverbs chapter number 31. Let's start reading from verse 10. Proverbs 31 from verse 10 says, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and walketh willingly with her hands. Willingly. Not the one they will push. She go and walk, Joe. Say willingly with her hands. She's like the merchant's ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her husband, to her household, and a portion to her maidens. All right? She considereth a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hands, she planted a vineyard. She girded her loins with strength and strengthened her arms. Now, let me say this to you. It doesn't matter how we want to push it and push it. You will not really have the full honor you should have from your spouse if you are not making your own money. That's the fact. Real men are gravitated towards women who are productive. That's the fact. When the woman is doing something, does her own stuff. Man looks at her and says, yes, correct. Interesting. That's who I married. That's who I married. Okay? Is that simple enough? Tell the woman beside you, say, make your own money. Come on. Say it again. Be financially independent. It doesn't matter how little it is. And this financial dependency starts with the issue of small girl, big God. Small girl, big God. Sub me, two gig. Sub for me. Say, I would have called you video. I can't pick your video call because I don't have sub. Sub. Every time, no sub. But what are you bringing to the table? Say me. Total spec. Spec of what? Spec of dust or what? Full spec like me. What is the spec bringing to the table? We need to address this matter. What is the spec bringing to the table? Say full spec. To carry front. Carry back. It's money that will maintain it. I say, is it not money? It's money, sir. That's the fact. When I get back to the house and my wife has bought some things for me, I'm like, my God, thank you. When every month, you know, he comes to give me prophet seed, I say, I want to honor you every month from the things we are doing and all that. Oh, wow. Correct. Kneel down, let me bless you. That's the fact. You feel that's it. That's the way it should be. Not give me. It will get tired. Government is asking for tax. Families are asking for money. Children are asking for money. You too, give me. What do you want to bring to the table? The hand that is not working should not eat. If you don't have a job, what you need is not marriage. It's work. First. True? Say, what's your plan for the next 3 years? Just marry. As what? So what's your financial plan? Marriage. And the problem is that the guy too is too blind to say it. He's too blind. They didn't teach him to be a real man. To tell her that, do you know you can walk? Do you know it's good for you to walk? He won't say it. And when he gets to the marriage, he starts reacting. But he won't say it. That's why you must pull down all these veils of lies and deceit while you are dating. Tell yourselves the truth. What you don't like about each other. See, the last time when you came close to me, I don't like the way your mouth was smelling. There's no polite way to say your mouth smells. Either way is painful. Just say it. Say, you know, that's why you must be friends. Your friend. That's your friend. Not say, you know, man of God. Any relationship where you can't talk freely is abusive already. It's abusive already. You understand what I'm saying? When he raised hand to say amen, you know what comes. Find, say, guy, what happened? Say, you know what? You know, watch your singlet. That's friends talking. You will change. Not like she's packaging and say, actually, you know, have you seen Genesis 27, verse 27? Isaac said to Jacob, he said, the smell of my son. He said, nonsense. 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 Marry your friend. Make your... See, all this way we are trying to spiritualize and say friendship is not important. The way to come back and haunt us. The way to come back and haunt us. Two people are in the home, it looks like it's mortuary. They can't talk. They are not laughing. What is keeping them is the contract of marriage. I'm going to talk to that issue. It's a very serious matter. Because they were never talking. They just wanted to marry each other. No compatibility in sense. There's sense compatibility. When you talk, person can carry it from there. Not like it's always dropping. Say, have you seen what's happening on Twitter? Have you seen what's trending? Say, Twitter, what do you call? What do you call? Twitter, what? Wow. What's Twitter? Say, okay, the case of this is Chicago University. Chicago, are you trying to Chicago? Wow. Another day you bring this one again. I say, dissimilar interest. This one is not even about dissimilar interest. This one is that. This person is not even in your intellectual space. No content. No. But we keep ignoring it till there's nowhere to go. We must deal with this fact. And let's normalize breakup. It happens. It happens, sir. If two people can't walk and they separate, leave them alone. They will meet their size. Not that we make breakup look unfortunate. People are now trying to push it for the sake of what people say. People will talk and move on. Michael Jackson is dead. They talk. They've forgotten. Praise God. Am I making sense? Some spiritual sense? Are you sure? Are you really sure? Number what now? Number four. Now, learn basic homekeeping knowledge. Have some basic homekeeping knowledge. Hey, I can't touch. Look at your baby as poo. I can't touch the pampers. Something is wrong with you there. Something. I say you want to get married. We should make you go and do IT in motherless baby home for 2 months. Wash. You will have children that will poo, Abby. Say, I can't cook rice. You boil water, it will burn. They will beg you. The kettle now has oil. Because just when you put things on fire, that's when you sleep. Every time, burnt offering. Make jollof rice. We will be eating Maggi. Every time. Say, you know, actually in our home, we are product of nature and nurture. You can nurture yourself. And I've said the balance is that anybody who knows how to eat what is sweet should know how to cook it. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are some basic knowledge on how to keep a home. There's no how we want to say that women, this is a new world. Women are the ones who keep home. True or not true? If you get to a house and the home is dirty, who do you look at? The woman. Everywhere smelling. Who do you check? The woman. And some women are dirty, sir. Very dirty. It's your fault. Because when you were dating and you do video call, you see, you say it's whatever you call it. That's the way she is early in the morning. And you will notice that till 4 p.m. it's still like that. 6 p.m. It's still like that. What's happening? She will carry it over to the following day. See, that's she just like to be free. Wow. What an interesting way to be free. We are trying to bastardize what is right because of unhealthy exposure. Internet age. And many of those people who are pushing young girls to be insubordinate, they are humble in their own home, sir. One major feminist got married. Some girls were weeping on Twitter. Now she sent you. She had bastardized tradition on her own wedding day. She was on her knees giving the husband palm wine. And she has bastardized other girls. Say, I can't even do it. I can't. And they saw the picture. She's doing it. Who lose? Nobody you know follow sense. You follow and follow and enter the ditch. Now listen to this. All this mob followership is low self-esteem. You only pick your esteem in the midst of crowd. When you agree with what they are saying. Some women should not be married, sir. Because anybody who married them will suffer. It's fast food, he will eat, he will die. When they go to the market, it's no juice, they will buy. No juice. Every time, no juice. No juice. No juice. You say, you complain. Change it to no juice. You say, honey, I'm dying. She will change it to what? But she's moving from super pack to onion flavor. It's no juice. Because that's what she knows how to cook. It is wickedness not to be able to cook for your spouse. It is wickedness. And we are seeing you from your single days now. We are seeing you. We are seeing you. Can you make jollof rice? Not let's say this pastor is petty, but that's the fact. It's not wood your husband will eat now. And you too, you will eat now. True or not true? Ladies, you are quiet. We are just getting started. I shared the story of my cousin with you that made a bar for his father. I wasn't there. I didn't know what transpired. But I met a scene where the father said, Olumide, kneel down there. And the father sat down across the room. He was molding the eba. He said, is this the eba you made for your father? I said, yes. He said, so this is what is going to happen. I will roll this eba. If I stone your head with it, if it sticks, you are a wicked boy. It's too soft. He said, but if the eba should gum and fall back, you are an idiot. You want to kill me. And I was watching, and he rolled the eba and weaved it to the boy. Thought my boy's head fell the earth. This is stone. It's stone. That girl you are dating, you are watching out that when she carries a child in church and the child you relate to her, you are watching all those things. See, she's just quintessential. She's not homely. She's acting like she was not brought up from any family. Like there's no hell of any traditional upbringing. Meanwhile, she eat apple in her room. But she pretends. Are you following what I'm saying here? Have this knowledge, ma. It won't kill you. You are a mother. A mother. I shared this story with you before. We're in part one. There's this hostel beside the church. People used to complain. Every time the hostel is smelling. Every time. What is happening? They will clear everywhere. One night, it will be smelling again. The following morning, they said, we're going to find out what is happening. So they suspected a girl. Only for them to wait till around past 11. She was coming out of her room, trying to drum something in the dustbin. They said, hold on. Hold it. This girl is so fine. So fine. If you don't have the Holy Ghost intact, you look three times. Very, very fine. Hey, don't throw it. Hold on. Touchlight. Oh, yeah. Open what you want to throw inside. Real life story. You know what she was doing to throw inside? Feces. She will poo in her own room. inside a nylon, eat grass, and drop it in the dustbin in the center of the hostel. He said, I just like her like that. Cholera. Vibrocholera. There are forms of dirtiness that can be managed. We can adjust this person. But there are some that is dirt to anybody that marries this person. You will die. Do you understand what I'm saying? Fact. Pot of rice will be stored. Being stored. Warm everywhere. Everywhere smelling. But she's speaking in tongues. Say, that's enough for me. Say, she prays. And I love it like that. That's more than enough. Praise God. And these are serious matters. Be a homekeeper. Forget about being woke. Be a home. Now, ladies, you are quiet. Praise God. If you still love me, shout a big amen. Amen. That's the fact. Number five. Maybe I'm going to stop at number five. It's 10. Then I will also do 5 for male. Is that okay? Then we continue from here. Is that okay? All right. Number 5, no God. No God. Now listen, there are challenges that faces home that if it meets a woman who doesn't know the way to her knees in prayer, the home will scatter. The home will scatter. And many fight, people fight their husband. They should both be fighting the devil because they don't know the way of prayer. Now, you must understand this. The devil knows that one of the ways to destroy and attack the life of your children is to attack the home. So there must be a woman who have an understanding of what prayer is, who can cover the children in prayer, who can also cover the husband in prayer. The one who understands that. Go and read the book, The Power of a Praying Wife. The one who can get up in the middle of the night and speak to God about our home, about our husband, about ourselves. There are things that are happening that this is outrightly the devil trying to invade that home to destroy it and make a mess of that marriage. And the solution to this is not fight. The solution, in fact, it will be a trap to confront. You must first pull down the stronghold of the enemy and then terminate every seed he has planted. Because sometimes the matter is deeper than you can think. And you only attack it emotionally on the surface. You have no idea what you are dealing with. And all these things about, you know, people not praying, just feeling we're going to get. No, you won't be fine if you are not praying. You won't. You won't. You must understand that. I wish either of Ananias and Sapphira was a prayer warrior. Would have been able to guide themselves. Just one person getting it right will help the two of them to stay alive. We must understand that. As a woman, you want to keep a home, you want to get married. Do you know how to pray? Do you know how to pour your heart to God? Are you aware that there are things you talk and shout about that nothing will happen? But if you talk to God, who is his father, about it, God will touch his heart. And sometimes you may never even have to bring up with him. God will just touch the heart. And it has happened myself and my wife several times. Just say she has cried to God about a matter that I'm just discussing. Ah, I don't know. Every man has ego. That's the truth. Every man has ego. That ego is not for domineering the wife, from dominating the wife. It is for you to conquer your world. That's the way a man is wired. I was counseling the couple and the woman was sharing, say, when I talk to my husband, talk to her, then he would just say, wow. I said, I can't counsel you. It was me too, I'm like that. That's the way men are. Because he's thinking about many things. You put it in the hands of God. God, this is your son that you gave me. is hurting me. But be sure you can say, God, the one you gave me. Not the one I got for myself. The one you gave me. This is happening, God. I remember there was a time I was facing a very serious challenge. Very serious challenge. And my wife said, this. And I would watch her. I mean, I couldn't keep some of my routine around that season. I'm just being honest with you. And I watch her at night, get up in the middle of the night and cry to God. I watch her and her friends, there are some friends, that will be over the phone praying for their husband. How do you think you feel as a man like that? You'd be excited. Fine girl, we know if you pray. The man goes soon tire. You'd be worried. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's why I'm asking, apart from being fine, what else are you bringing to the table? Can your children be getting it right in school because there's a mother praying? Can you fast a day for your home? Can you? Do you know what the Bible says? Are you a true Christian? Do you even have a study life? Some men have never seen their wife read the Bible once, and they've been married for 7 years. She's never read it once. If your spouse has never seen you reading the Bible, you don't have a study life. Period. If your spouse has never seen you praying, you don't have a prayer life. There's no such thing. I have my own secret fire. You have no fire. If you pray, everybody will pray. Check. Any home that the man prays, everybody will be praying. Any home that the man studies, everybody will be studying. Do you understand what I'm saying? If the woman does it, everybody will do it. We have people who are lying in church. They have no prayer and study life. You will marry them to find out. They are lying. As the year began, I have my own study plan that I must cover personally. Study plan, guys. Let's leave that a bit and go to practical things men need to put in place for marrying. Are you ready, guys? I'm one of your kind. Say amen. We are together. Number one. Sincerely, heal also. Men don't look like people carrying emotional baggages, but men do carry. Many men are just masculinizing it and they are just trying to pull through and look strong, but they are bleeding inside. An average man has been raised not to cry, not to be soft, not to be weak, because they said real men don't cry, not to talk. And you find out that men die out. You find more grandmas, few grandpas, because they carry their pain and develop sicknesses, carrying many fears. If you want to talk to a man and you don't know what to talk to him about, talk to him about his fears. Men have fears. Fears they've been raised not to show. Fears they've been raised not to give anybody an impression that it is there. Some men have been abused too. Abused by some girls who never understood them. Who cursed at their future. Abused by stepmothers. Abused by even people. There are women who take advantage of men. And there are cases that people's own mothers take advantage of them for years. Childhood trauma. The loads, the weight that has affected the way you see and perceive women. One of the ways you know a man needs help emotionally is that he doesn't know what else to do with a woman apart from sleeping with her. Being only sexually attracted to women is a sign that you need help emotionally. What that means is that you don't know how else to love if not touching. An emotionally healthy man knows the ways to love a woman without defiling her. Touching and wanting to just go up from 0 to 100 is a sign. He doesn't know what to do. He doesn't know how to love. That is the only way he thinks he can love. Somebody needs to stop him. Dig into his story. Understand where it's coming from. What has destroyed your love life? That you can no longer love genuinely and talk without touching. What has killed all other expression, that the only expression you now know is sex? That thing needs to be healed. Sometimes it's not just a weakness first. It is a product of a trauma. Not coming from home where love has been mirrored and displayed, and there's been addiction from a tender age. The ways he has survived his worries is to lock himself up and release himself out. And he feels confident again, like he can conquer the world. Comes out. And every time he goes through pain, instead of getting over them, he just finds a way to use those addictions as toys to get himself over. He needs help. And it is wrong for a woman to think she was designed to satisfy a man sexually that she's not married to. Say he wants it, so I want to give him. He wants what? He's not fine. He's not fine. And we need someone that can tell our boys this. There are ways to love a woman. A real man loves a woman without defiling her. And unfortunately, many people never had parents who modeled such character and depth of integrity. So you are a man, but you have no image in your life of what a man should be. No one around has mirrored what a true man should be. And you must understand, the devil fights masculinity. That's why it's breaking the testicles of men. They want to become women. Enlarging their hips. What's happening to our boys? Walking like girls. What's happening? It's destroying the mindset. Boys on heels. Boys painting nails. Lipstick. Wig. What died in them? No figure of a real man. Now, the reason why we must pay attention to the ministry to men is because real men are old men, and old men are scarce. Real men are old men, and old men are scarce. Permit me to tell you, as a guy, it's okay to cry because you are human. Release your emotions when you have to. Learn to converse, communicate with your wife. Many men would have survived if only they talked to their wife about the things they were quiet about. A woman is wired to help you. She's the only one that shares the name Helper with the Holy Spirit. That's her wiring. Something is happening to you and all that. Tell her. And you must learn to communicate. You are not a wimp for speaking up. So we feel women go through a lot, but check. Men commit more men commit suicide than women. That tells us that when we want to deal with the subject of mental health and rescue people, you should face the man more. He needs help. But it doesn't look like it. He smiles, dance, then you hear after service he's killed himself. For a woman, you'd see it. You know how to help her. She will cry. But for him, he laughs. Even in the final moment, just say, are you good? I'm okay, bro. But he's made up his mind. When you want to talk, and let me talk to women a few, just a bit. When you want to deal with a man in his entirety, you must be deep. When you want to really deal with a man, don't stay on the surface. You have to be a deep girl. Is that okay? You guys are lost. I said, is that okay now? Uh-huh. Right, but these are real matters. These are real matters. Say, well, he's not communicating, he's not talking. He is in his mind. He needs help to speak up. There's an orientation that he's been wired with. And that's why, listen to this, most men are forever glued with women who look like mother figures. Because it is the duty of a mother to birth through care. It looks so hard. It doesn't look like he responds to compliment and all that. But it means a lot. If you are not saying it, his ego is dying. And when you say it, he doesn't want to give the impression that it's something big. So, well, I'm proud of you. Say, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. But if you don't say it, he feels it. He hears somebody else telling the spouse, which why is he not telling me? Heal. Heal from your past. Heal from your ex. Heal from your trauma. Each time you catch yourself behaving like your dad, you are angry. Heal from him. Heal. One of the ways you know you have healed is that you can relate. So man needs healing too. You work. You make money. You provide for everyone. You send money to this, send money to that, give money to this, give money to that. But you are neglecting yourself. You need care too. You need care. You need good food. Take yourself out. Apparently, no matter how hard you try, people will say you've not done enough. So live first. Stay alive. And I'm saying this because I know what I'm saying. Stay alive. Plan for your future. Plan. Oh, a man is meant to give. He's a giver. Family are there. Everybody is there. If you die, they will move on. Heal. I wish I can take the whole day to dwell on that subject. Tell the man beside you, I know you are bleeding, but you don't look like it. Heal. I love you, brother. Yeah, tell the person I love you, brother. Now, have you observed? Now, listen. You barely find situations where you see a man and his father hugging. You barely find it. If you see a guy and his father exchange hug, that's one out of a million cases. If you are here and you have been hugged by your father before, stand. I can't stand. I'm preaching. That's why I'm standing. One, two, three. You guys have better cases. Yeah. Hold on. Sit down. Let me explain. Nobody say they hug you. Fall down that night, you know. Hold on. Like, it's a regular relationship. I'm amazed to see that. Regular thing. Your father, you hug each other. Stand again. Let me see. Regular. One, two, three, four. Amazing. Let's give them a big hand. You are here as a man. You are wired. You know instinctively. You can't wait to have your own son. And you can't wait to hug him even at 30 and 40. Stand. We must repair the bridges that were broken. The emotions that were not communicated by our fathers. We must repair it and give it. But you can't give what you don't have. So have it first. Abundantly. Praise God. Please be seated. Something is changing our world. When you get the man, you get the real revival. Something is changing. How many of you have heard your father say to you before, I love you? Can you see them laughing? How many of you men have heard your father say to you, wow, Femi, I love you? We can have a social experiment now. Just call your dad on phone and say, hello, dad. What do you want? How much? Say, I just want to tell you I love you. You know, somebody from here. Go and tell your mom. He won't take it. Because he feels strange. He's also bruised. It's from dysfunctionality. And we pass it from one lineage to another. He's bruised. That's the truth. Don't blame him. It's not also easy to do better. When you get there, you'll know. To heal. Number two. Now that sounds emotional, so let's break the cloud. Be financially mature. You need money. You don't need all the money in the world. But you sure do need money. Whether Mommy Gio, Mommy Pastor, Prayer Warrior, Choir, Choir God, Mommy, anything. You don't need to ask too much about a woman's love language. Money is one of them. Fact. But one day I saw my wife looking so sad. She was happening. I don't understand. That was happening. I don't understand. Dance. As you dance, I'll be spraying you money. From nowhere, the sadness disappeared. What money cannot do. See, the kind of woman I'm going to marry is not somebody who is vain. Yeah, yeah. Those who are deceiving you are not married. And if they are married, their wives are crying. I can't tell them. Many of them talk proudly. They think they are good men. If you ask the women what they are going through, you hate to be like them. See, it's not always women who are vain. Oh boy, women are wired differently. From childhood, I remember myself, my wife, and my daughter went to a boutique to get some things for her. And you young girls, it's just going to be two. Sorry, very fine shoe. Why? Calm down. The kind of happiness was displaying. So I say, hey, whoa. Boys, I'll just be jumping up and down and be playing up and down. Girls, from that age, they know what is nice. As she wore the gown, wore the thing, she was already happy, jumping. Now, let me say this to you. You need money. I'm not teaching you vanity. Poverty is also vanity. See, in this life, everything is vanity upon vanity. We'll live, it's true, including poverty too. We didn't mention this word. We're not taking anything back. It's true. Talking about home front. Now, in economics, you said you need money for many things. One of it is precautionary purpose. Childbirth is not an emergency. See, we have an emergency, but I just gave birth. It's not that you had 9 months to prepare. Childbirth is not house rent. It's not an emergency. You have 1 year to prepare. Let's be factual. I said house rent is not an emergency. It's not. The next bag of rice in there, whatever it is, the package you do, is not an emergency. And we have to say it as it is. This whole culture of before you marry again, test out 700 now. Let her go and buy something. If she can make good food, she's a good man. It's poverty that is schooling you. It's poverty that is schooling you. That's a dangerous orientation. And you too, the girl who is in a hurry, who wants to prove 5,000 years of wife material. Well, you don't know what that means. What I say, you will suffer. Offer is even close. Eloy, or your. By the time your trouble starts, even your angels will say, is this person about to be guided? You better get what we are saying. I'm telling you now. Say, boy. Listen, one of the worst things that can happen is to marry somebody who is irresponsible. Who will leave all the meat, who will meet leaving the need to you. He doesn't mind. He will sit down, go and provide. You come back. You will still cook. He will still come back. He's on phone. He's gisting. He's watching videos on Facebook. He won't do anything. That's a dangerous person. You need money. You need money. That's men. That's the fact. You need money. The home front needs money. You will eat. Sometimes sickness does not come with announcement. Somebody is just sick. So you must be a man who is not eating with your 10 fingers. Who is planning? Anything can happen. We are not praying for sickness. You get what I'm saying? That's not when you now start saying, can I get 10K? And I'm not. But when people hear this, they say, don't mind him. He's only proud because he has. Only God knows tomorrow. Stop responding to issue of money with emotions. Emotions still won't fill your bank account. Do what is right. We have to break these clocks of emotional Christianity. When they hear things, say, it's not everybody that is born like that. It's not everybody that has. Oh, God. Men, find ways to make sure that you meet the needs. The Bible says a man that can't provide for his household is worse than an infidel. It's basic. You must have a mind for it. I am a provider. I am not El Shaddai, but I provide also. After the order of Christ. Do you understand? You need it. Because I don't know where we are getting some darkened ideologies from. That when a woman needs money, then she's worldly. Says who? Says who? There are men who have not given their wife money once to make the air. Not once. Every time she makes air, it's wow, wow, like siren. Wow, 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 wow. Woo, wow, wow, wow. Wow. Surprised that one day buy wig, not lie. What have you been buying? Huh? Give me something. Kenneth again book. All the time. Power of a praying woman. Tomorrow again. Turn beyond problem. Next tomorrow. Skabash. Stinginess is real. Now some men are not provided, not because they don't have, but because they are stingy. Stingy. Akagom. Stingy. Ask the man beside. I hope you are not stingy. Ask the person. Don't look. Ask. Make sure you are asking a man. Hope you are not stingy. Hope you are not a stingy one. Are you a giver?
Yeah.
Are you, don't just say yeah. You can't judge yourself. Are you a giver?
Yeah.
Now, we cannot overemphasize the role of financial maturity in marriage. Now, listen, one of the things women need to be fulfilled is security. And one very important aspect of security is financial security. Knowing fully well that if anything happens, he has my back. As a man, have savings, have investment. It doesn't matter how little it is, have. Have investment. Plan, sir. Is that okay now? Very important. Number three. Practical things men need to put in place for marriage. You must be emotionally mature. Emotional maturity. Now, listen. Some men should not really marry yet. Because they are not emotionally mature. They don't know who a woman is. And how to relate with her uniquely. When they talk without empathy. They are not aware. They are totally disconnected from the reality of the feminine world. They talk her down. Even before their own parents. There are men that call their mothers to report the wife. I'm still going to get there. Because the 10th thing you must put in place is to break up with your mom. You're going to get there. So men are more connected to their mothers than their wives. Go and marry your mom. If you must marry her. It is lack of emotional maturity that makes you talk down your wife or your spouse. You see everything wrong in what they are doing. And some men think their spouse are pretending. When something is hurting them and they are trying to communicate it. Maybe she's sick. Try to say, I'm not feeling well. When he's looking at her, the reason why he's not responding the way he should respond is because somewhere in his mind, he thinks he's not up to that. He thinks she's pretending. He thinks she's lying. He thinks she's exaggerating it. Because he has not built that aspect. So he can relate. She's pregnant. She needs you to be there. Go and check. Many women can't go for baby number two. Not because they feel it, but because they know they are sentenced to prison again. Pregnancy reminds them of their worst moment. It won't care. It won't come home. It disappears. It doesn't check up on her. That's why I say all this, I love you. You better check who you are marrying. Lack of emotional maturity. It's not aware. Lack of awareness. And these are real facts. Sometimes they are not being discussed in church because we feel church is not the place for it. Are there people in church getting married? If yes, we must discuss it in church. It is emotional maturity, lack of emotional maturity that make you despise or ignore the pain of your spouse. Something is eating her up, but it's not your business. Say, eh? What's my own there? There's lack of emotional maturity. It is lack of emotional maturity that make you talk bad your spouse to your friends. Everybody cover their own spouse except you. You are the one who is trying to convince the world that you have married a witch. And after saying all those things and destroying her image, you come back trying to make everybody respect her again. Who are you exactly? It is lack of emotional maturity that makes you despise or ignore the pain of your spouse. It is lack of emotional maturity that makes you feel your spouse is pretending or exaggerating when they are going through things. You feel they are lying. See, what's there in pregnancy? Huh? Me too, go. I'm carrying something on my head. This is just. Have you seen the way he's talking? Seven things happens amongst others when a woman marries a man who is not emotionally mature. Seven things amongst others. Number one, she suffers these seven things. Number one, she suffers abandonment. When you marry a man who is not emotionally mature, you'll be abandoned. He is present, but not available. He is around, but he's not there. He speaks, but he's not communicating. Abandonment. And these are real issues. Many women really wish they are not married to the men they are married to. Number two, something quite close to it, but not the same. When a woman marries a man who is not emotionally mature, she suffers loneliness. He's not filling her emotional space. Two has become one, but one is still alone. Number three, she suffers depravity. She's deprived of many things a woman should enjoy in a man. She's deprived of them. Number four, she suffers nakedness. He exposes her everywhere. In fact, there's a trend that is going on now, even on Facebook. Huh? It looks like a reality show. People coming to expose their... Have you seen that before? Their spouse. Somebody will carry interview camera. What's that? What's the nonsense? Children will grow up to go and see family story online. The trauma of the next generation is something we'll have to prepare for uniquely. Because all their lives is on social media. We have to really prepare for that generation, because if care is not taken, that's going to be a very serious, a terrible generation. People who can't keep things, bring camera, come and interview us. Am I the real father of this child? The child will grow up. It's part of the content somebody has put online. When a man is not mature emotionally, the woman is naked. He exposes her everywhere. Finds a way to tell everybody everything wrong about her. And if men, you forget that you are a prophet. If you call your wife anything, she becomes what you call her. You're a priest. Number five, when a woman marries a man who is not emotionally mature, she suffers both physical, psychological, and emotional abuse. Both physical. He abuses her. Some men hit their wives. And they are talking. You can see their hands is shaking. They can slap you. Psychological abuse. Now, there are men who don't touch their wives, but they are more vicious than those who beat their wives. They will torment you psychologically. Torment. Find every way to make sure you experience hell. Counsel people before. A man will beat his wife and beat the wife. Went to report to the government. Say, we're going to give you a restraining order. If you touch this woman again, and so on and so forth. Found a way to deal with her without touching her. When they have a fight, you go and carry her equipment that she used to make money. You begin to break them one by one. Is that a man? Is that a man? Break all her equipment. Have you seen men that will beat their wives outside? Naked them. They were once yuppie. And the woman once find him attractive. Tear their clothes outside. Call themselves names. Children are now afraid to marry because of what they have done to themselves. Sometimes husband and wife need to ask themselves, what are we doing to ourselves? What are we doing to our children? So when you marry a man who is not emotionally mature, you suffer both physical, psychological, and emotional abuse. Number six, when a woman marries a man who is not emotionally mature, she suffers disregard and ridicule. He ridicules her. Do you have to check and count your cost? What he does to all, he will do to you one day soon. He doesn't have a track record of loyalty, faithfulness to anyone. Commitment means nothing to him, but he said, I like him like that. Oh, wow. Interesting. You see, the kind of mumuness that happens when people are in love. Marriage is so precise and honest. It will unveil everything. Let me say this to you. When you have a guy who has broken up with you once, twice, in fact, close the door. Close the door. He comes around, shift again. Comes around, shift again. When he now comes around, don't rejoice. Lock him out. Bang him with no. When you are really important in his heart, he knows how to go for it. Why is he going up and down? And don't be happy for the person he's now with. Don't be happy for them. Don't feel, I'm happy for her. She might be in trouble. That a relationship has led to marriage doesn't mean it is working. Sometimes the problem has just started. They should actually not marry. Say, we'll prove to naysayers by getting married. No, you are only good. Is it proving that way? It will be there. I'm in my own house. What's my business with that? We don't even know you exist. They will prove a point to them. Those who think we can. You use your entire life and the future of your children to prove point. What a wise way to prove point. Eventually, nobody should be pitied. You married what you chose. It's your choice. You saw the person with your two eyes. You ignored the fact. You canceled the red light. You kept giving him excuses. He has no vision, pursuing nothing. You kept saying it will be better. Now you have to live with it. Don't excuse mediocrity. And we have to start saying these things. Some men should only be married by women that somebody has stopped praying for. Because really, no woman who is under the hand of God should marry this guy. That's the fact. Don't feel a girl is lucky for marrying an unfaithful guy. And who is a serial sexual offender going from one skirt to another. Say, I'm happy for you. Many Saturdays, another Saturday don't come now. I'm not married. Many Saturdays are actually tragic events. Tragic events. Silent burials going on Saturdays with the most beautiful dresses and suits. And that's what you are envying. You better enjoy being single for now. Your day will come. If you are married, enjoy your home. Is that okay now? So I wish I'm in your shoes. Have you seen the shoe? They are just wearing it. Wait for another 2 months. Number seven. When you marry a man who is not emotionally mature, you become mentally deranged. He will practically make you a witch. You will look like a mad woman. That's what he's going to make you. You begin to shout. You begin to manifest characters you didn't know you have. It's going to almost scatter your head. You look at him and say, I was not like this now. What are you turning me into? You married him. You manifest things you don't know you have. You become toxic. Every time you are seeing things in his bag, he's going to bring things from you that you see yourself acting out things you never thought you could act out. A strange man can practically make you a mad woman. Look well before you leap. I just want to marry this year. Many things are happening this year. This year is my year. This is my season. These are not funny matters. These are serious matters. One of the signs you'll see in a man who is not emotionally mature is insecurity. Now, hold on. Insecure people are the first people to notice pride. They are the first to observe pride. Because when somebody is confident, it hurts their ego. They believe no woman should really have. But when a woman has money, she becomes proud. So they find a way to break you so they can control you. Break you with words. Say things that will hurt your feelings. Say things that will break your heart. Insecurity. How can she be any more than me? Resign. If you truly love me. Insecurity. Number four. Before you marry, among the things you have to put in before you marry, understand the female species before you marry them. Understand the female species. A woman is built differently from a man. In fact, how do I even put this? I remember my daughter, she was about how many months? Then maybe about 4 or 5 months. I remember one day I was going to go on a retreat. I have my regular retreat, just go out of the house and retreat. And I was going to carry my daughter and say hello. I've said goodbye to my wife. I'm going to go for a few days. And around that season, my daughter would never allow me carry her. When she look at my beard, she will scream, "Ah! I paid for me paying for you before you came. Now you came, but I can't carry you. Hello, baby." She hated my beard, and she was not going to compromise it. You either remove this beard or you're not my daddy. I remember I had to go and remove the beard. I had to now, I had to shave. Yes. Before she now start allowing me carry her, that's who she is. Sometimes I look at women are opinionated. It's their design. It must be controlled. They don't use that as witchcraft. They are close. Control and manipulate. A woman is different. A woman is really different. Sometimes you can be amazed. When she's happy, she cries. So, why are you crying? I'm really touched. Wow. Interesting. Another time again, he's crying. What's going on? Have I offended you? Say, no. You have not offended me. Is something going wrong? Say, no. I don't even just understand. Wow. So when you don't understand too, you cry. Wow. Another time again, what's going on? Say, yesterday night you didn't eat your food. Wow. When I don't eat my food too, you cry. Wow. Banana birthday, happy birthday. Why are you crying? We are all here to say I'm touched. But when you are touched too, you cry. Wow. What a species. See, the human being that God made when you were sleeping, you need to go and read the manual. But you are awake when God made her. He made you to sleep. You now say you know her. Go and read manual. And I don't have the manual. Me too. The manual, they update the manual every day. This manual is daily update. Oh, that's it that made you smile. It's no longer making you say, wow. What's the new update? Say, even me too, I don't know. Okay, we'll find out together. Daily update of this one. Daily update. Happy wife, happy life. Happy wife, happy life. As a man, you must decide that you will bring your wife joy. You are not God who is the giver of joy, but you make her happy. Speak well about her, both in her presence and in her absence. Don't compare with anybody. Don't. When you do that, you make her insecure. Praise God. I've seen my wife cry several times. And I'd be like, what? What's happening? 99.99% of times, the answer is, even me too, I don't know. What can I do about what I don't know? and you don't know, we don't know, who am I? What can I do? Because you apparently don't know. And me too, of course. I don't know. I'll be fine. How? When a man cries, he knows why. Say, you are on your own. No, just go and sleep. You are not ready for marriage. You are not ready for marriage. Understand the female gender. They are different. Sometimes they might be a bit manipulative and not really talk straight. They are not too direct. You want to say something, go right, left, blah, blah, blah. And sometimes women have issues with I'm sorry. Because I'm sorry means you are wrong. And in the first place, women are always right. South, north, west, east, south, I am, but you know, yeah, sorry. Wow. But my wife used to say, I'm sorry. Very well. I'm actually being honest. She used to say it very well. That's the fact. My wife doesn't like trouble, and I don't like. What was the conversation we had about peace in the home? I asked her a simple question. Do you like trouble? Say no. Me too. I don't like trouble. Don't let's stress ourselves. Honestly, that's the conversation. I promise I won't stress you. I don't like wahala. You too. Don't stress me. That's it all. So if I say that this thing will stress my wife, I won't do it. I might be pastor. My wife start, you know, getting, crying, and I just need them to say that, what is happening? Because you say, I'm apostle. You want to apostolize your wife. It doesn't work. Women. Sometimes when women are talking, you feel you can say, take it now. They no go take them. This one. Say, Kenny, what are you talking about? Sit down, let's talk. Let me share a very funny story with you. Then I give you the last one. I remember one time we went on couples retreat, myself and a couple of friends. I don't want to mention names. And there was a session in the retreat. I don't know. I know it's a woman that put the session there. That we should have a session that women should now talk to their husband. Nobody should hold phone. Nobody should press phone. Everybody submit your phone at the dining, then pick a spot on the floor, different clusters, husband and wife. Now talk to your husband about the things you have always wanted to tell him that he's not listening. Ah! When they announce that session, if there's a way to run, I, Lazarus, we run. Because sometimes you know your wife has many things to say, but you are just escaping. So my wife began to talk. I was just scratching my head. I wanted to go and pick my phone so I can be escaping in my mind. But they said no. When she was done talking, I look at my life. I said, so this is what I've been doing. And I sat down, started thinking, look at my friends. They are treating their wives well. Their wives are happy. Nobody's complaining. It's just me. What's my life becoming? I'm finished now. Let me go and ask them how they are doing it. And I met one of them on the staircase. He did like this. I said, bro, what was going on? He looked at me. The eyes was red. He said, my brother, today. I say, for me and you. At least I'm not the only one now. Say, the third person, that one, is the fire. Let's go. The wife cannot even complain. I met him sitting by the dining. Just the ladies. Bro, you too? He said, my brother, my head won't blow. You too? Where is the fourth person? When the wife finished talking, he just start walking on the road. Wow. The problem with us men is that we are the one marking our report card. And when you do, you cause your wife pain. You must communicate. And she must be able to tell you what is hurting her. And you must listen. This story is a very serious story. It just showed to me that anointing is not a sign that you are making your wife happy. Because all of us in that meeting, in that retreat, are all anointed young men doing some frontline things in our own generation. But our wives were not happy. We have not heard some factual stories like this during messages. Maybe pastors try to present themselves Superman. But I'm telling you a real fact here. Just in case you feel you are losing it because you feel you are not getting it right, I'm showing you, I myself, I'm learning on the job. You're all learning on the job. Number five, things you must get right before you marry. Get purpose right. Get purpose right. If a man doesn't know where he's going to, everywhere he gets to look like where he's going. Get purpose right. Get purpose right. It is important you know what you have been caught out to do, so that you can identify the one who is caught out to help you. There's no point seeking helper when there's no duty on ground. A man who is ready for marriage is not just to be discovering purpose. He should somehow be in the middle of it. Eve met Adam in the middle of the walk. Not that he's trying to discover the walk. He has started. And then she can join. Is that okay now? She's not designed to help you discover it. She's designed to help you fulfill it. Discover it. Start. Now, you may be called broke, but make sure you can't be called lazy. Because somewhere, somehow, you may be in the middle of the building phase. You may be broke, but make sure you can't be called visionless. Have something you are pursuing. Is that clear now? All right, and that is where I will stop for tonight. So I want to believe you have been blessed. Am I correct? Yes, sir. Have you been blessed? Yes, sir. Give God a big hand if you have been blessed. Yes. Praise God. What a great God we serve. Can we just thank God for bringing his word to us? Let's thank him. Let's give him praise for bringing his word to us again. Let's appreciate him and let's honor him. Let's honor him. I believe many of us have heard things that will go a long way to help us. Let's honor him. Let's just thank him. And every area you have discovered you need help, don't mourn it. We are all learning in the process. Come on, cry to him for help. The areas where you need emotional healing.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical. Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details: 2215005289 UBA.